Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat on a Tuesday morning. And let me just begin by saying, I've always thought, never really said it out loud, but I've always thought Ed Pierce is a stand-up dude. Thanks, Ed, for the $50 super sticker. That is incredibly generous and a lovely way to start the morning here on the Packers Daily Chat. Thank you, Ed. And thanks, everyone, for hanging out, coming by, talking some Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, last week before the break. So get it in. Davante Adams should be given all that money. Well, let's give Davante that super sticker while we're at it. You know, give him all the money. I know people are like, oh, they got to pay Jair. And there's other guys they got to extend. I understand. Pay Davante. Got to do it. Get it done. And I suspect it will. We've talked about it a few times here on Packers Daily. Clearly, the best part about it is it would lessen his cap hit in 2021, which would go a long way in helping the Packers navigate these treacherous salary cap waters they find themselves in. But yes, I do believe, as I've stated many times, I think they'll get something done this summer, most likely announce it right before camp starts. So hopefully that comes to fruition. What's up, everybody? Fred, good morning. Hope you're doing well. I've turned bearish about JoeCoin. We need YoshCoin. There we go. YoshCoin is what I'm all about in this life. Brian, thanks for the super chat. Nags, how do we get Fleetwood Mac to Lambeau? Ooh, I like this idea. If for no other reason, that means Neil Finn would play Lambeau Field. I'm all in on this. Have them do the opener? Come on now. Probably, I would think probably not for a regular season game, but maybe for the draft when the Packers host the NFL draft in 2024. Hopefully, possibly, if that comes to fruition. Yes, please. Yes, please. Josh, that's really nice of you to say. You and Corey are awesome dudes. Well, Corey's an awesome dude. I'm just a dude, but that is very lovely of you to say. What else we got? Craig Smith, thanks for the super chat. Who is your favorite Packers defensive coordinator in the post-Fritz Schirmer era? Ooh, yeah, nice qualification there, because you knew the answer was going to be Fritz Schirmer. Post-Fritz Schirmer era? I got to admit, I think Dom gets a bad rap. I know everyone hated Dom Capers at the end, but I think he was stuck in a real tough spot with Ted Thompson as his general manager. You know, he ran a very complicated scheme, but was often given lots of undrafted free agents to work with. And I know he was given lots of premium picks as well, but I would say Quentin Rollins and the like probably weren't up to snuff. So yeah, did he do a great job of adjusting? No, but I do think that's why Mike McCarthy let him stick around as long as he did, because he knew he was kind of at times coaching with one arm tied behind his back due to personnel. So I know it's not going to be a popular answer. I like Jim Bates, too. Jim was a great guy. He was a lot of fun to talk to. But, no, I'd probably go with Dom. Dom is still employed, by the way. I think now he has possibly worked for every NFC North team, but currently with the Lions. Have Brandy take over the Daily Chat. That would be something. Big B is here. What's up, Big B? Missed you yesterday, buddy. Hope you're doing well. Tool to Lambeau. Jeff, one Corey Behnke would definitely sign off on that one. Am I feeling the love today, Nags? Jarrett, I am always feeling the love, but particularly today. Ed Pierce started us off with a $50 super sticker. How am I not going to feel the love? Come on now. Ed knows. We're about to like take a break, so he's like, he's got to pump it up here before we take that break. Always appreciative of the support. All you lovely fine folks out there. What are your thoughts on Miami Dolphins this year? I think they're an incredible team. Where do you see them going? How far will they go? Callum, love their coach. I think Tua's a good quarterback. I do question whether he can reach greatness, but I think they've got a lot of the pieces. It's going to be interesting to see how their defense continues to grow. Going to keep them in a lot of games. There's no doubt about that. Obviously, a lot of it is going to be dependent on the quarterback development, and I'm not entirely sold there. But, yeah, I think in the NFC East, obviously, I think the Bills are the team to beat. Or, sorry, AFC East, but I think clearly the Bills are the team to beat, but, you know, they got the defense. I think they can get a little creative on offense. They can give them a run for it. But, you know, right now, it's still a pretty young program. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. Whoever said yesterday that you are what your contract says you are, that's nonsense. You were too easy on them. Nicholas, why you kind of come up in here and start drama? I'm not in the mood for drama tonight, Nicholas. Quote Mike McCarthy, or to paraphrase Mike McCarthy. I hear you, though. Yes, it is pretty silly. Jake, Ever seen High Fidelity? True story. The weekend that High Fidelity came out, my sister called my parents and said, "Mom, Dad, you have to go see this movie. They made a film out of Aaron's life." I very much identify with that film. It is very, very much a window into what my life was like after I lived in Chicago and when I lived in Chicago. Obviously, that was a long time ago. Yes, I love that movie. Brett, thanks for the super chat. How did Elgton Jenkins fall to the second round? He's a Hall of Famer. Okay, well, slow down on Hall of Famer. But yes, he's insanely talented. There's no question about that. And, you know, somewhat, I think it's a lack of imagination. He played center and people were viewing him only as a center, most likely. I mean, I can't speak for the other 31 teams. I know Charles, the scout who basically, you know, did the initial work on him for the Packers, he absolutely loved him. And when they took him, he texted me and said, "You're going to love this guy." And he was not wrong. But yeah, I mean, that happens all the time, right? I mean, maybe not to that extent, the guy that talented and versatile, but, you know, players slip. And like I said, I think it was kind of a lack of imagination on other teams' parts, most likely. Can we see you and Andy Herman duel off in a 40-yard dash at Titletown at camp? You know what? Why not? Let's do it. Me and Andy. Because, you know, that will be almost as entertaining as because I will lose, by the way. I will absolutely lose. But that will be as entertaining as me kicking Grassi's ass at Matt. And probably use a lot less time to do it. Bring McCarthy in for a visit to remind Rodgers how bad things used to be. He'll be at start of camp. I do find it interesting, right? You know, it all fell apart, the relationship with Mike McCarthy, etc. They move on from him. Mark Murphy, who apparently is one of the sources of, you know, friction here with Aaron Rodgers, is the one who fired Mike and brought in Matt LaFleur, who apparently Rodgers loves. But no, they didn't call him before they drafted Jordan Love, or they cut his best friend Jordy Nelson, or Jake fucking Kumerow. I don't know. These are only assumptions on my part, because, of course, we haven't heard from Aaron outside of people needing people or whatever the fuck it was he said the other day. Is it unrealistic to think an NFL team would let a first-round QB sit for 3 years anymore? That's a really good question. I do think it's a tad unrealistic, no doubt about it. But if there's a team that was, and I use this in the past tense, was willing to do it, I think it was the Packers, and I take Brian at his word when he said this is what we believe in, letting guys develop. No problem, I don't think, in his mind, letting Jordan sit for 3 years. I do think Aaron had other thoughts and saw the writing on the wall as far as they're going to try and kick me out this year. I would have loved to have watched that kind of try to unfold after the MVP season. But, I do think it is very unusual, and I don't doubt for a second that most teams are like, are you insane? When it comes to the idea of you've got a quarterback, he's got that basically a five-year window with the fifth-year option. You have what should be an advantage as far as his contract goes and signing other players, etc. You would think you would want to take advantage of that. But again, you only take Brian at his word that he ardently believes in letting the guy sit and develop. And I think he would have, but now all bets are off. I would have to think if there is a resolution here, I will be very surprised if it is giving Aaron guaranteed years and letting him stick around for two or three more years. I tend to think it'll be something along the lines of some insanely guaranteed money up front and the agreement, obviously they'll never say this publicly, to send him to a desired location next year. That's just guesswork on my part, obviously. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. Did Nagy send Matt LaFleur his Father's Day gift? Boom! Well played. Well played indeed. Can Tom Brady just go play in traffic already? Hey now. Don't dream it's over. Come on now. Be nice. Let's be nice. I have a horrible feeling in my gut they won't get an Adams deal done. Justin, this is not to pick on you, but your gut means absolutely nothing. Everyone does this every time there's a player we want re-signed. That fans want re-signed. Remember Bakhtiari? Remember that when it was, oh, God, they're going to let him go. They're not going to re-sign him. And then they re-signed him. And then it was Kenny, oh, they're going to let Kenny Clark go. I have a bad feeling. And then, like, remember Aaron Jones? We were all convinced he was out the door hitting free agency. And then they re-signed him. Just let it play out, man. Your gut means nothing. apologies to said gut. I'm sure it's lovely. No, Aaron, no playoffs for 3 years. Get ready to suck. Disagree with your police work there. I'm not saying they're going to be Super Bowl contenders. Obviously not. But in the NFC North? Come on now. What, Justin Fields going to take over all of a sudden? You're scared of Kirk and Cousins or Jared and Goff? Give me Jordan Love over all those smokes any day. Come on now. The Packers have a great squad. And you're ready to quote-unquote suck for three? Get the fuck out of here. Come on now. Carry the motherfucking G, people. My gut is lovely, but way too big. All right, Justin, that's fair. I'm kind of on my way to joining you there. Martin Aaron, you think we can extend Amos after this season with an upcoming cap issues? Really love his reliability on the back end. Kevin, I very much agree. I think he's the guy that no one talks about that is definitely going to get an extension. I would not be surprised if he got one this offseason, sometime this summer. It would certainly help them cap-wise in 2021, but obviously there's a lot of moving parts there. Ryan always talks about how it's a puzzle you got to try and put together, but yes, I would be shocked if they didn't get something done with Amos sometime this year. I think it makes a world of sense, and I think he's playing his best ball. There's no doubt about that. Now, there is the caveat of what does he look like in the new system, etc. But yes, I would be surprised if something doesn't get done with Adrian sooner rather than later. With the addition of Campbell, how do you feel about the inside linebacker group? Pretty good, actually. I don't, you know, ever think they're going to be confused for world beaters, but I think there's talent there. There's still some upside there. And Campbell is a rock solid addition, man. He's not a superstar, but he's better than Kirksey. And I think he'll help solidify things there. Yeah, I like it, man. And it's interesting because, you know, you talk about people that they got to sign somebody, and KJ Wright was all the rage on the internet. And then they signed Campbell, and it's like, that's a perfect fit of a signing. But, you know, it's not somebody that was on most people's radars. So they kind of question it, and they don't. Like, it's a really good addition, especially this late in the process. And you heard from him when he said, you know, he wanted to get in before the minicamp started. He wanted to start to get, you know, acclimate to the playbook, etc. Pro's pro, man. This guy does not miss games. He's a tackling machine, good in coverage. I'm in on that. And I think Kamal Martin could really surprise some people this year. Yeah, I think with Barnes, you probably see what you're going to get there. And that's, you know, no slouch. He's definitely solid, but I think Kamal can make could take a big step. And if he does that, then they're cooking with gas. And for Brandy's sake, I will just say, if Ty Summers is on the field, they're in trouble. There you go. Dylan, thanks for the super chat. Finally here live to say my one-year-old loves the music. Oh, Dylan, thanks. I love the music too. I know some people hate the music, but I love the music. And I'm glad your one-year-old likes it. Good to hear. Better than end of year, Kirksey? Joey, I think so. And I hear what you're saying. Yeah, Kirksey definitely improved once they moved him to the weak side. But yes, I think he will be not like, it's not going to be night and day or anything like that, but I think it will be a noted improvement. That is my guess here sitting in June. How many games do you think it takes the defense to play at full speed? Good question, Brandy. I think some of that is down to how much volume they put in the book, right? As far as what the calls are going to be and how much they're being asked to do. You know, now the balance is you don't want to be too simplistic because then offensive coordinators can just start taking advantage of you. But, you know, I think some of that is going to be a feeling out process. Joe Barry trying to figure out who does what well and what they do well together. For that reason, I think there will be some, not simple, but like some pared down calls early on and adjustments or lack thereof, just to keep guys, like as you say, playing fast, what have you. And then as the year goes on, hopefully they add a few more wrinkles. But I don't, and I've said this before, I don't expect them to master the scheme right away. And I think it will be a learning process. I think there will be bumps in the road and there'll be some frustrations. They probably won't even really hit or gel probably till next year. And I know no one wants to hear that, but it's somewhat true throughout NFL history. So we'll see. Craig, thanks for the super chat. True or false, the funniest outcome of the 12 saga would be dealing him to Denver and then Goot immediately trading to get Kumaro back. Why do you guys go there? You just want to goad 12. I like, no, that wouldn't be funny. I mean, it'd be kind of funny. But no, that would not be funny. If Love plays and does terrible, do we draft a Webb? I think you mean a quarterback in the first round if Aaron doesn't come back. No, I doubt it. I mean, you got to define terrible, right? You know, is he Seneca Wallace terrible? Is he Mitch Trubisky terrible? You know, it depends. The gradations of terrible are vast. But if he's just struggling, if he's up and down, if you see flashes, then no, of course not. You invested in the quarterback. You don't just punt because he doesn't play well. That's an overreaction. The whole reason you drafted him when you did is because you thought you were going to be able to develop him. You knew he was raw. That's why they're giving him 90% of the snaps this offseason. You know, this is their guy. This is who they believe in. And they're going to give him every chance to succeed. And if he doesn't play well his first year as a starter, keep on going. I mean, Aaron Rodgers didn't knock it out of the park his first year as a starter. He was solid, no doubt about it. But he also sat for 3 years behind Brett Favre. You know, so no, I don't think so. Montrevious Adams is preparing for the CFL. Steven, isn't he with the Patriots or did he get cut already? I think he's with New England, but I'm not sure. Kaiser terrible. Oh God, don't Kaiser. Oh Jesus, don't. Why? We're having a lovely Tuesday morning here. I'm having my coffee. Why do you got to do that? Jamarcus Russell terrible. Yeah, then we're approaching maybe time to draft another quarterback. Plug and play system Matt LaFleur has. Well, Matt, you know, that gets talked about a lot. And this idea that anybody could do it. And that's obviously not true. I will say, though, you know, Sean McVay got to the Super Bowl with Jared Goff as his quarterback in the system. I'm not saying. I'm just saying, you know. Go Pack Go. Thanks for the super chat. Driving from Long Island to Green Bay for the first time. Long Island to Green Bay in December? That's like the drive Lombardi took when he got hired. In the David Marinus book, read it, When Pride Still Mattered, one of the best passages in that entire book is when the family is driving from New York to Green Bay, and it's all fun and games, and they're laughing and having a great time, and they make the turn around Chicago, and then they hit Wisconsin, and it hits them. Where the fuck are we? And it gets really quiet, and it looks like the surface of the moon stretching out forever. It is great. That is a great. So anyway, you're driving for the Bears game. Can't wait. What are some good spots to hit up besides Lambeau? LOL. Definitely hit up Titletown. It's right across the street. Definitely hit up the Heritage Trail. I tell everybody because they don't do a very good job of promoting it because it's not actually affiliated with the, well, some of it is kind of, it's curated by Cliff Crystal, so it is somewhat associated with the Packers, but the Heritage Trail is amazing, seeing all the different spots that had to do with Packers history around Green Bay. Hit up Kroll's. Got to hit up Kroll's for a Butterburger and some cheese curds. Do it. Tell them I sent you. That's why I'm driving there. There you go. Awesome. Got to make the trip as though you are Lombardi. I love it. Do we trade for Watson? No. Unless Brian wakes up and does an eight ball. No. Does Cheesehead TV want a pair of preseason tickets for a promo? Yeah, sure. Hit me up, Aaron@livex.tv. That would be me. Secondary or pass rush, what's more important to have? The age-old question. I'm always going to go with pass rush. Disruption is the name of the game. And I know you got to have guys in the back end who can cover. I understand that. And it's vitally important, especially in today's NFL. No question about it. But always give me disruption up front first. I don't need sacks. I just need disruption. I need the quarterback off his spot. I want the fear of God in that man as he's dropping back. I'll always take pressure first. That's just me. That's just something I'm into. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday. Don't forget, this is the last week until we take a two-week break. So get your questions in, say hi, talk some Packers with us, and do me a monster favor. Hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.